Hello and welcome to this series on Windows Phone 8.1 development for absolute beginners. My name is Bob Tabor, and for the past 12 years I've created screencast training just like this for topics related to C#, .NET, Visual Studio, ASP.NET, and a lot more on my own website, www.learnvisualstudio.net. This is the third time that I've been invited by Channel 9 and by the Windows Phone Developer Platform team to create this very series. So based on what we've learned from the previous two editions of this series, we put together lessons that are focused on a gentle introduction for absolute beginners. So if you're already an experienced software developer, you've been building apps for quite some time in .NET and Visual Studio, then honestly, you're probably going to find the pace that I move forward with rather slow. There are probably better resources that are available for you on Channel 9 and on MSDN that are more suited for your skill level. But if you're just getting started, then this series is for you. In this series, we're going to start by learning about XAML, which is the declarative language that's used for laying out the user interface for phone apps and for Windows Store apps, as well as we'll learn about the phone's API, or in other words, the specific classes and methods that are available for you so that you can interact with the phone's hardware capabilities. We'll also learn about tools in Visual Studio that will help make your job easier, like the project and page templates, and like the emulator. And this time around, I'm gonna focus especially on the pre-built page and project templates that are available in Visual Studio that are designed to help you become productive very quickly. The better that you understand these project and page templates, what they do, not only will you have a opportunity to see the basic implementation of important phone app features, but you're also going to be equipped to leverage these templates to build your own cool apps very quickly. And so we're going to be building several complete apps in this series, albeit small apps, but my aim here is to show you how to combine several ideas that we'll discuss independently and how to combine those together into an app that you can sell on the phone store or give away for free if you want. In fact, I'm going to demonstrate how to build universal apps. In fact, everything that you learn in this app will allow you to build both phone and Windows Store apps. So the idea here is that you'll be able to develop one code base and with a few tweaks to your code to account for the differences in form factor and the hardware capabilities between the phone and the Surface and the Windows desktop and so on. With those small tweaks, you'll then be able to sell your app in two stores instead of just one. So my goal for this series is to give you the definitive head start. This won't be the only resource that you'll ever need, the only instructional video series that you'll ever need in order to build phone and Windows Store apps. However, it should help you get up to speed very quickly and so that you can move on to even more advanced ideas and dive deeper into the phone's hardware. Now, before you begin, there's really only two requirements before you start in the next lesson where we build our very first phone app. First, you should already know C#. In fact, this series assumes that you've already watched my Absolute Beginners for C# Fundamental series on Microsoft Virtual Academy. I think it's also hosted out there on Channel 9 as well. And if you're not familiar with C# already, then please put the series on the back burner for just a day or two. Watch the C# Fundamentals for Absolute Beginners series first, and then come back to this one after you're finished there. The second requirement is that you have the tooling installed for Visual Studio for the phone 8.1. In other words, you should be able to go to File, New, Project, and then in the New Project dialog under Templates, Visual C#, Store Apps, you should be able to see a Windows Phone app section that would allow you to create a blank app, a hub app, and so on, and a web view app, all right? And if you don't have that tooling installed, then please make sure that you complete that step first. Now, unfortunately, I can't help you with this. There are really too many versions and too many editions of Visual Studio and too many potential issues that arise during installation. If you need help, I'd recommend that you visit msdn.microsoft.com/forums. and you should go to filter by Windows Phone Development, and maybe even filter by tools for Windows Phone Development to help filter it down to just those questions and answers that have been asked on the forums by people who had difficulty in getting the tooling set up, all right? And somebody there will be willing to help you. Now, if you have any questions specifically about what I talk about in this series, then I would be glad to answer your questions or help you any way that I can. There should be a comments area below every video that is streaming on Channel 9, and I try to keep up with those comments. Also, feel free to tweet me or follow me on Twitter, at Bob Tabor, and I'll help if I can. Now, please keep in mind, if you do want to ask a question, you might be asking months or even years after I recorded this video, so please try to be as descriptive as possible. Help me help you. Include the video title and the exact time marker and a little background description of what you tried and what issues that have popped up. All right? But developing apps for the phone is a lot of fun, and it's pretty easy once you get the hang of it, honestly. Make sure that you pause and rewind these videos as you're watching them. Most importantly, make sure that you follow along with the code that I write to make sure that these ideas get cemented in your mind. Following along and writing the code that I write is easily the best way to learn. Now, I'm also going to make the source code available as well as the assets that I use. So any icons or pictures or videos or audio files, you'll be able to download those as well and follow along with whatever I do in the videos so that you can check your work against mine. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started. We'll see you in the next lesson. Thank you.